Okay, we're up to Sif Beis. However, I wanted to just add to the Matiyanisin. The Sif Aleph, which was about Giloy, I mentioned that the Matiyanisin has a klal for when you say Loi Plogan and Rabbanan, and when you say, if the reason doesn't apply, then the Gezerah doesn't apply. So Matiyanisin said that if the original Takana was made with exceptions based on the reason, then we have a right to continue to do so. And if the original Takana has no exceptions based on the reason, then we don't. There are probably many Marmakaimis for this, but one that I found very interesting is something I came across from Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe on Masechet Shabbos, Ha'ara Ayin Vav. He's going on the famous Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Shmo ben Elisha said, Ani Ekra V'loy Ete. Chazal made a gezeira not to read by the light of a burning wick, because of a gezeira that a person may come to change the wick. So he said, "Ani ekra v'layeta." There are two glushayness. Either he was over on the Isser, and he said that he's going to bring a chatas when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, or he was almost over on the Isser. So Father's Rav Moshe, there's so many derabbanans. This is the one that Rabbi Shmuel started up with. Why did he say? Chazal said, don't blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, you might come to carry. I'll blow shofar and I won't come to carry. It sounds like a much better one. No? I think I can do that. I'll blow shofar and I won't come to carry. Yeah, he says, what?
This is every Shabbos.
This is every Shabbos. Okay, but he tried the first time. But he tried the first time.
All right. Because
he really wanted to learn. Okay, these are terrors, not terror Moshe's terrors. Okay. Moshe writes, Tzorach Leimer, Kiman Shemitzinu B'Gzeira Zu Dolayikra Cholku B'Gzeira Asam, they made a chilk in the original Gzeira, Dola Adam Chashiv She'ein Darko Elita Gam B'Chayel Loi Asru, by an Adam Chashev that doesn't do it during the week either, they didn't answer. Hari loy osu zela takana kavua lakoil. He said, this is the Matiyanis. He doesn't refer to Matiyanis by name. But he says this chiluk. Now when the original Gezerah was made with chilukim based on the reason, so Rishma Barisha said, so I also could say the reason I'm not going to come to the problem, so I can be makel. Mashen came by the other gzeres, so I'm able to like plug. So there he would have no havamina to just say I'll be different. So just one more maramakim for this concept. I think over the years I bumped into numerous places. If I ever could collect all of them, I could actually make another share out of it. But I have to be organized enough to collect them all. But anyway, it's a valuable material. Now we move on to Sif Beis, a well-known meeting by all of Klal Yisrael. Tzarech lizah shaloi lechol basar v'dag biyachad mnei kashal etzaras. All parts, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, and Chasidim, and Misnagdim, everybody is knowing this iser, not eat bus of a dog. It comes from Gemara Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav. The Gemara says, I think that's kashal of davar acher. It's kashal churitzaras, like it says here in the Mechaber. And therefore, it would seem that there's not a whole lot to tumble about regarding this. Now, the Magen Avraham in Arachayim Kufayin Gimel does write, he says maybe ulai nishtana hativiyim. Maybe today it's not a sakana, but he's not machlit. And like I said, all of Klal Yisrael doesn't eat. I'm not sure what it means by the word tzaras here, because tzaras certainly doesn't mean the tzaras of Parshas Metzora, but tzaras is also a disease. I don't know.
Is this the makor for a fish pot?
Oh, so I want to. The question is there a makar for a fish pot? But certainly the makar has to do with this iser. Well, so we can learn that. We'll see the Ramah in 1 second. What's considered together? In Kufay and Gimel and Arachayim, it says the following: Beibasal adagim chayvalitayl. Between meat and fish, you have to wash your hands. Mishum de koshla davar acher, because it's a danger. V'chamira sakanta meisura. That's sif beis in Shulchan Aruch, and that you have to wash your hands between basar and dogim. Zokta mishnah brura. Ayin b'magen Avram shakasav de efsher de bizmaneinu ei sakada kol kach de b'kadama devarim nishtaru ativim. Ayin sham, period. You know, the Mishnah Brura, without comment, writes, it's tricky to read it. He says, Efsher bismaneinu, the nature changed. So what do we gain by Efsher? So in the next Mishnah Brura, which is Sivkot...
What?
They
use silverware. I mean, could it be that we
don't eat with our hands? Some people do eat fish with their hands, but those who don't eat fish with their hands. Well, I'll tell you what the Mishnah Berurah says about washing hands. Mishnah Berurah, the next of cotton, says, Ayin yaradeit kuftes ayin, shom nizboer, di minogenu shein chayshin lazeh. We're not makbid, they mean to wash the hands. Mekomak and yesh lechol dover b'neim, v'lishtois, davi kinuach v'hadocha. So we're going to see, actually, in Sif Gimel, that it brings this in. And Yenin the Ramah says that we're not knowing to be makbid to wash our hands. I suspect that he brings the Magen Avraham, Efshir Bismaneinu, Sishtana Ateva. So to go and eat meat and fish together, we're not going to do. But to not be makbid to wash our hands, especially when we eat it with a fork and we don't feel that we have any fish on our hands. So probably that's why he brings it. Otherwise, very strange. This Efsher Bismaneinu Ein Sakana. What do you get by Efsher Bismaneinu Ein Sakana? What?
What? What?
Do we know?
Why people they said
because we don't see that people who eat fish and meat together get sick. So I assume that's the reason. That's the reason.
We drink something before. That's where the chayim comes from.
Yes, that's Sif Gimel. How many people wash their hands? Everybody washes. Well, you wash for Mayimach Reinim. You have to wash your hands. We don't need it on Suda. All right. You know, if you have a coffee, so there's no reason to think it went on your hands. I don't know if you eat cheese Danish. You don't really get too much cheese. I mean, you're touching the dough. But you're right. And that's called Maimon Son. You're supposed to wash between meat, milk and meat. Anyway, getting back to here. So this is the halacha of between fish and meat. The question was asked, what about blias? What about pots? So let's read the Ramah on Sif Beis. V'chein ein litzlois basar im dag. You shouldn't roast meat and fish. Mishum recha. Miu b'di'eved ein yaser. B'di'eved reyach doesn't aser from one to the other. So certainly blias don't aser. Let's see Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Ramah. Rabbi Kiva Eger is the... Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger is on Shach Aleph. So let's see Shach Aleph first. Okay, the Ramah says, we're not makbid on Reicha. What does Reicha mean? This is the Shaila that comes up. People tell me they put in the oven the meat and the fish at the same time. And they realized afterwards that Erev Shabbos, usually they're putting the fish to cook and the meat to cook. And now the question is, if one asks the other. Now, they're both covered, there's no shayla. But they're not covered. So the Ramah said that Atzrecha would not concern b'dieved. Let's see the shach on that. That's if they're both in the same oven, that they give reyach one to the other. If they smuchin, shashuman zav me echad lechaveirai, asur mapidiyavet kedisa parakets atzaylin akal shaynei. Of course, if the gravy from the meat runs into the fish, dava pashit that it's awesome. Okay, so that's the darkei maishu, which is the Ramah. Well, mashal beisavehetishalai, simin lamed hey. Is the regular sefer Issei V'Heter, and he always calls the mashal be Issei V'Heter Shaloi, and his Issei V'Heter Simon Lamed Hay, who be sifrei perek in Anosha Simon Tesvav Kasav, the mutal litzlis dogim and basav etana rechad afil lechatchila. You can put him in the same oven even lechatchila vein by mishum reicham ilsa li yisakana. The davka kishet zaylin oisim mechubarim ze itzel ze davka when they touch it's aser ayin shon. So here we have the Rambam who asks the chatchila, and the Mashal who's mati the chatchila. One more shita. Sefer Be'er Sheva davka v'al of herich v'cholak olav pasak tefilim di'evet asurim mishum reicham milsa. I talk about shach. He brings three shitas. The Darkei Moshe says the chatchila asur b'di'evet muta. Mashal says the chatchila muta. The Sefer Be'er Sheva, afilu b'di'evet asur mishum reicham milsa, afilu nitzlu nifradim zeh mizeh b'tana rechad, even they're separate in one oven, because afilu b'makam da'egin lahatil in yinisur b'di'evet reicham milsa uvelas lechatchila. Even though those by Basim B'cholam may be mekel and us only lechatchila, k'dasim kumches liyisakanta also afilu b'di'evet. So it's a quite confusing issue. We live, Baruch Hashem, in a wealthy country. Shabbos is more of a pressure, but otherwise, if you cook meat and fish open in an oven together, so that's the thing. There's two in yon. One is Recha, and one is Zeya. So Recha, look, it's a veta. Gabi Yisavaheta, we pass in Recha is only lechatchila. If the Zeya, in our ovens, which are small, were choshish for Zeya, so Zeya would be a problem. Right. Right. Well, most fish or chicken or meat run gravy when you roast them. Then it would be a problem. If it's Zeya, then it's certainly a problem. Now, what? Can you? Yes, that's a problem. It is a problem. If they're both open, it's a problem. If one is open, so I'll talk to you in a minute. Let's first talk about Kalim in general, and then I want to talk about that. Now, Kalim in general, it seems if they're fighting about Recha Milsahu, then they don't seem to be worried about a Blia through the Kalim. Look at Rebbe Kiv Hager. It's the second one on the page. The first one is shared in the previous sermon. A kedisa parakets at Zaylin. A bekiveger, until 3 hours from the bottom. A mavua b'isav ha-heter. And it says there, the berachaykim zeh b'zeh. Afilu im yaitse shamnumas l'teich ha-tanur, e b'kachlum. Even though there's the floor of the oven, and it's b'leia meat in one spot, and fish in another spot, the blias hatana the kli ain by sakana. It's very clear that there's no sakana by a blia. The whole sakana is maybe recha. Mizel amra primagad leel the bishlu dogim bekli. They cooked fish in a keli. V'daf al shuman al doifin al kli bebechutz. and some fats, meat, hit the part of the outside, the yeser, rak blias hakli. That doesn't answer, it's not more than a blias hakli, and that's the end. So he's saying is, a derech kli, it doesn't answer, if it goes through a keli, even bishas bishel, even if the fish is cooking in a keli, and meat hits the keli on the outside, that it does not answer. Okay, babasa b'cholav, the whole sugya of a bliya that goes kedegeta right, if shalai kedegeta right, if you need 60 or 60 times 60, by meat and milk, it's problematic, because bliyas through a keli are a problem. But he's saying that here there's no problem, and it's even while it's cooking. Chavis Das holds in Yeridei and Simon Tzadikei that while it's cooking, it's mochamer. Normally, a bliya through a keli is called a naparnat. Chavis Das says, while it's cooking on the fire, and a spritz hits it, that's not even a naparnat. It's as if the spritz went directly in. Here, by cholov and dog, by basar and dogim, we're mekel on a bliya through a keli. All the paiskim are mekel on bliyas through a keli, meaning even a ben yomer keli. If someone has a ben yomer flesh in a keli, and he cooked fish, that doesn't answer. According to my recollection, which may be faulty, when I grew up, we didn't have a separate fish. I don't remember having a separate fish pot in the house. In the later years, my mother had a separate fish pot. It was really just a power of a pot that she used for fish, and she had a separate fish pot because the mixing of all the Tfutzis Yisrael in America brought out minhagim that were in one community that you hear about a fish pot, so you have a separate fish pot. It's not hard to have. And if it's a hiddur, then it's a hiddur. Well, whatever a person's minig is, Rambam questioned if it has a din minig to have a separate fish pot. Obviously, you do whatever your minig is. Questions as a din of minig, but you have to matineda to change. But it's all lechatchila. It's not an issue of bidiyad.
Is it anywhere brought?
Rabbi Kiveg, the chumri mean? So it's interesting. The Torah does bring a daya that you need a separate pot. And Rav Palm was matmiya, so the Gemara talks about a naparnat, a power of a food, talks about dogim sha'olu b'kairi shalbasa. The example of a power of food is fish in a meat keli. And the question was a naparnat to eat it with milk. But it seems that no one was worried about the fish in the meat through a keli.
Why was the Chmir Sanat in Yisrael?
We could say Chamir Sat Misura, but if the place came out Mekel.
Well, we don't.
We're going to learn the task, talk a little about it. Chamir Sat Misura is by Sveikis. It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere, Chamir Sat Misura, except by a Sufik. Well, that's going to be the task. It's Velt Mashishim. Whether you say it by Velt Mashishim too. But by Sveikis, it's a Sufik. So let's say I have three pieces of meat. One is treif and two are kasha. So halacha says you can eat all three. Now, if one is poison and two are not, you're not going to eat all three, probably, right? Because you're going to end up eating the poison one. So by sveikis, halacha allows to be mekel by a safik. But by sankana, who wants to take a chance on, go basarayv and then take a chance. So chamir skati bisur definitely says by sveikis. The question is whether it applies to other things. Now, by some of the halacha psuka, we have a rule by all the sakanis that are skula dika sakanis that we're machmir only what it says beferish, not on more than that. And that's basically all the paiskim. All the paiskim we rely on are mekel derech keli, and therefore, even if you're machmir having a separate keli lechatchila, We're not machmir on b'di'evit. Now here, Taz Beis is a famous Taz. This is the Taz who talks about bittul b'shishim. Whether it's bottle 1 in 60. You know, treifis is bottle chab b'shishim. What about sakana? So let's see Taz Beis. You You cook meat and milk together, of course it's awesome. Because of Misavet, the Chachav Gimel, Zelashayin, because of Mordechai, or Zeruah, Perek, Eimamidim, Dov Shiyesh by Mishum Sakana, Dinoi Ki Isser Levatli Bishishim. Sakana is like this, it's Batli Bishishim, Yosachomer. I feel a yavesh b'minai tzara shishim. I want to come back to this yavesh b'minai business. I come to show you. But first, let's talk about liquid. V'koshke chatiches basa shenafla liyayri shiyesh b'idagim ha-yipcha shiyesham sakana shetzara shishim negdai. So this event, it says batal b'shishim. Avo mishum tambli is kli leka lamechish. So it says b'ferish al tekeli, nobody's chayshish. Otherwise, you need bitl b'shishim. V'kshu b'dakei ma'isha. For the snake's venom, even in mayasah of water. Now the snake doesn't give out a saw of poison. So it's not called a bishishim. Shachufis midog. He had a skin of a fish. Shenafla kaderes basav in his bashal sham, and he found some fish skin inside. Awesome, Mary Segal Hakoel Mishum Sakana. Mashu Deloy Mahani Shishim. The Chabira Sakante Meisura. This is the Taz's Shita. That by Shishim, one minute, there's no Shishim because of Mashal. Perikin Anasim Tesvav, that Filchat Chilla. Ein Lahachmi Betana Godly in Ze. Afal Pidulin Yin Isser, Basa Bachal Machmina Lachat Chilla. That's by Recha. Can you really push it? Isla Lachabim Shoifim Betana Recha and Basar. If you have bread that was baked with meat, so people talk about potato kugel that they cooked in the oven the same time as fish. So there's no sakana. No sakana to eat it together. Al tzrecha. I'll say if one of them was open, one of them was closed, it's a problem.
We see about sakana. All achronim, what's called sakana? What's
the
Kabbalah?
What's
called Sakana? What do they take on the
Kabbalah? Well, everything has to have a Makar. This is a Makar in the Gemara. This Sakana.
What is, what's not? You see the three different words. Mutter,
not Mutter. Like the Shabbat. Mean Frecha
Milsa?
I mean, what it depends on.
Yeah.
I guess it's a Hashara. I don't know. That's a Hashara of what's awesome.
It's completely different from
what it is. Yeah, it's the opposite extremes. A spritz of shamnunis? No. Yeah, shamnunis means some fat spritzed on the keli. It's worse than zay, it's ba'en. It goes in. Zaya is steam, and recha is a smell. There are things, only comes from liquid. If you have a solid, what, a frankfurter has recha and it doesn't have zaya. What? Shamnunis means a spritz of fat spritzed on the keli.
So in the oven now, we now have zeya.
From a spritz? You have worse than zeya, you have the spritz. The spritz is worse than zeya.
But why
is it not the keli? Because what zeya is it from a spritz? It's not. No, it has to be something of substance to give off zeya. Spritz? It means it, yeah, no, it means it fell on the keli. It means it spritz on the keli.
But if we type zeya, if there's liquid,
it's got to be liquid, it's got to be steaming. It gives us steam.
If the fish is covered, then that won't be a problem.
Oh, if one is covered and one is not, so that, I'm sorry, to come back, that meant to cut the end of Rabbi Kivager. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Kivager says if a spritz goes on a keli, so it doesn't answer. If Zaya goes on the keli, the day is closed. So the Zaya only goes on the keli, so also it shouldn't answer. Madaf, the spritz be'en doesn't answer, the Zaya certainly doesn't. That doesn't.
Is this a spiritual sakana or a physical?
I'm not sure. I mentioned as an introduction last week that the Stechemed writes that many of these things, it could be it's a spiritual sakana. He writes about Mitzitza, which we certainly think is physical. What? So what's Tzara? What does Tzara mean? I'm not sure what it means. I don't know. If Tzara means leprosy, then it means leprosy. That means physical.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why would
you?
What Mark is saying is that what does it have to do with taste? What does it have to do with taste? Why should it be batel b'shishin? I'm going to show you in a minute that most places can hold it is batel b'shishin. So I guess they understand it is linked to time. I don't know. I mean, it's just a mixture of the two. It's not. I hear the question is how we know it's related to time at all. I'm not sure how we know anything about sakana. I'm really not sure. Look at the Nekudas HaKesef. The main opposition to this taz is the Nekudas HaKesef. Now remember that poison, snake poison, not being batel b'shishim is a ramah in Darkei Moshe. So no one's going to argue with that. The question is, if we can learn from there, all sakanis are not batel b'shishim. So the Nekudas HaKesef writes on the side of the page, V'li nera le'kashamini Shani ziyara denachash demikli kali tuva. It's different. The poison of a snake, which is very destructive, it's not batel b'shishim because the person gets the poison, chalila, he gets sick. And the case of the fish of the skin that fell into a pot could be there was no shishim. So Memela, the Kodesh HaKesef argues with the Shach and holds that fish and meat is batel b'shishim, so it must be it's related to Tav somehow. And the fish and the meat. Now, fish happens to have a very strong taste. I'm not so sure that you wouldn't be able to taste, well, certain fish have very, very strong fishy taste. And today, the style in those who sell fish is that the fishier the taste, the less popular it is. They always try to get the, like a flounder, there are many different flounders, not one fish. There's a lot of fish to call flounder. They try to get the ones that are less fishy. And so our fish doesn't smell as fishy as the, remember the old Europeans, they used to cook fish, the whole house smelled from fish. The whole house, we had people living upstairs, and we lived downstairs, and they cooked fish, you knew about it. It smelled
fresh
from fish.
Should have no
odor. Okay. Yeah. Germs, the mashu of germs can go into a person. So the thing is, if it's a germ, you're right. But if it's the mixture that causes the sakana, it's not that we're afraid there's a germ. A germ even is always going to happen. But here we're saying the mixing, the fish is not sakana, meat is not sakana. The combination of fish and meat is somehow a sakana. That combination is only a combination where it's thicker. Right. So the Kodesh HaKesef says, I'm asking to you by poison. Poison is not batel b'shishim. But something that's usher because of a mixture, it's not called a mixture. That's what he's saying. He's saying, Ziyara mikli kali. So that's what he's saying. So here we have a long pisrei tshuva on the topic. What's the bottom line? We're going to learn the pisrei tshuva. If you make a head count, the overwhelming majority of the paiskim hold it's batel b'shishim. We're going to learn the pisrei tshuva in a minute. Pri chadash, the chavis yoyer. Shus Yaakov is noted that way. That's some seifer, the marsham. The overwhelming majority of paiskim hold that it's batel. There's Yad Ephraim on the next page who holds that it's batel b'shishim, and Rabbi Avadia in the Abia Eimer, the Archa Shulchan certainly is medical, the Prima Gadim. The overwhelming majority of paiskim hold that it is batel b'shishim. Nevertheless, when it comes to sakanta, If it's not a, it's not an expensive thing, then you know the minig is to throw it out. Yeah, the Worcester sauce. So all your claims, they're selling it not for use with meat, for use with whatever, because they have this fish in the sauce. It's made to be a sauce for meat.
Is it being banned or not? The fish is not the end.
I think they say it's sold for use with other things, not with meat. People are macron. That's my recollection. I may be wrong. Don't eat a hasher on a Worcester sauce that has fish in it. And people do use Worcester sauce for meat. What?
What? It's made to use for meat.
So I don't know.
It's in all the sauces for meat. It's not in the fish sauce, actually. So, it doesn't matter if there's no little fish in there.
All right, I'll try to find. They probably have a daf hakashrus on this. I believe that I'll try to find it for next week. But I know it's a tiny for them. What?
Fish.
It says, oh, you fish. In other words, not made to use with meat. But I believe that I'll mark it down to try to. What? The sakana is that. There are two types of sakana. The sakana is that doctors tell us a sakana. So we just ask the doctor, is there a sakana about the bishishim or not? That's a pesha, it's a pesha, it's a pesha. But things are sakana because we have a Kabbalah. So we have to learn our Kabbalah. What is our Kabbalah? So we don't know what Kasha Tzaras means. It doesn't mean that Tzaras is Pasha Tzaira. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, Zakat Tzafashis. Tzaras is Zakat Tzafashis. We're machmir of a nachash drank from the water. Just we don't have nachashim, so it doesn't come up. But it's not because we're not machmir, we're just not chayshish for nachashim. But we don't say that the Messiah changed. Just the Messiah changed that we don't have snakes around. But,
so the only
basis. Oh, so that's the Pisrei Tshuva. Now let's see a Pisrei Tshuva. It's one of his strongest tainus. The Pisrei Tshuva is in the bottom of the page. We might as well learn Pisrei Tshuva Beis as well. Okay, if you're ready to look at small letters for a few minutes. First Pisrei Tshuva Beis. Basa v'dog, ayin shu siyakim, chela peis v'gum talin, shenisha shuman ivis on goose fat, shenisarev teftashu shal dogim, it fell into the fish, yesh chasha sakona b'davar oiloi. If there is a sakana, is it only animal meat or even fish meat? Dulai a sakana rak basa behema. Maybe it's only meat of an animal. Maybe birds that were created from a mixture of water and earth. Braglaim yeshav kaskesis kedogim. Many of them have scales on their feet. Beheshiv ain chilik. He pasked the saucer. Hachimum de reaplacement leel simen tes uva berhetiv. So he's saying that the Isra applies to chicken as well as to meat. Gibel b'di'evet. What's the halacha? I am berhetiv liyadavish of sakana. He bottled b'samach. The berhetiv only brings the mechmirin. Now here we have to try to keep cheshmin. It's a long pisrei tshuva. Chavisyoyer is mekel. The bottle. Chekos shushus Yaakov. Shein lahachmir klau. It's bottle. And these are both early tshuvas of the achrayin. Chavis yoy shushus Yaakov. Chekos shushus chut hashani. The dafka aras nocha sheini bottle kabash akos of atur. The chayshin legiloy afilu bimem samay. Avdom sheini aras. If it's not poison, if you just call a bottle besamach. So you have three names. Ma shemi atas rayim imaril. And this which you brought a right from the Pamachas Nafl Shlufis Dogim Likteris Basar. That's a fish skin fell into a pot of water of Asam Arila Sakomishim Sakonayin Sham. So it's a raya that it asks even Mishishim. Kabar Sigul Abashach Menikunisakasef, who chose Chatashani. The Eshlaima Delayo Yeshishim. Lachain Asa Sakoil. But it's a Maisa Shahaya. Maybe there was no Shishim. Ulfianayas Daiti Nira. Now here the Pischei Tshuva is talking on his own, and listen to what he says. Mekabak habichichas tash shapir. The itema, the beika shishim shari, alacha asam aril, mishum loyaya shishim. If he asked, because there was no shishim yiksha, have a kasha. Lama loitziva, she sifu ad shishim, keiches espatel atam shaldag. It's a very stark kasha. If you have some meat that fell into a pot of fish, and now you're going to aser it, just add more into the fish pot until you have shishim against the meat. Why not? After be surim asalahis mishum bevatel eselchat chilah kedisus him inside tesivav zidinei bevatel eselchat chilah mekabakim hacha ti bevatel sakana bevatel lishach bevatel lisa harayze iser akosa shemegishin atam shodai bigderes basa yesh be sakana. If you can tell the taste of the fish and the meat, it's dangerous. She sifu if they'll add to the pav loyai tam dog morgish, you can't taste the tam dog bigderes basa loyai sakana. It's a shtaka kasha. He's asking, why don't you just add shishim and be mevatel it? You skip the parentheses, the brackets. Gam eshul l'seichtei l'shayich l'mdivim chatich v'lem davalach. The din of eshul l'seichtei yasser, which is only if it fell into a piece of meat that you can't squeeze it out, so to speak. But he says, there's no imaz l'chatchila on a mitzias a sakon elavade apika shishim aser ubakabaka l'dina heke k'tshuvas hanal the bottle. So he says like this: I have three tshuvas of gedolim that hold like the shach that is bottle. I have a kasha. All right, but the halach is like that tshuvas, but it's troublesome. What's with his kasha? Prezi said yesh liyashiv. So the only terrors I saw was this: why ein mevatel nis l'chatchila? Why if meat, spritz of meat fell into milk, why would it be mevatel iser? We're afraid a person will make a mistake. He's thinking he's being mevatel, he's not mevatel, some error will take place. If that's the reason, then it makes sense by sakana too. You're afraid he's going to make some type of mistake and not be mevatel properly. So then that reason could apply here as well. But al kapanim, this is, till here, till these brackets, the last narrow line is the Madura Rishayna of the Pischei Tshuva. There is a Pischei Tshuva. He brought three Mekilim, and that's it. The Shusyaki, the Chavisyaki, the Chotashani, they're all Mekel, and like you had a frame in the bottom of the page is Mekel as well, and it seems that Rabu HaMekilim. Now, the brackets are from his Madura Shnia, from the second printing of the Pischei Tshuva. He added the Tshuvas Chassam Sefer. Every Chassam Sefer in the Pischei Tshuva is bracketed. It was in his second Madura. Gam b'tshuvas Chassam Sefer, Simen Kof Aleph Kasher, Shekein Iker. It's bottle. V'sham Nishal, and here's his shayla. Oy, there's Morak Shel Dagim. They had some fish juice, fish brine. Sheirika Weisa Techli Shuman. And they poured it into a keli with Shuman, with fats. Ulachashem and Stani, when it cooled, they see Rashuman Shinikrash. They took off the animal fat that hardened on top. Madin Hamarak is the fish juice mutta, Vadogim. So he could you assume he got it all out? Veshim. He may be sur kaigav the bean lashashishim they get kulai. Vloy mahani mashisiru he isishinikrash. If it will be trafis, wukhashish for blias. So then by trafis we'd be machmir kedeged kulai. Ivra. However, the Rav Guvrei Berefuas, you hear the Chassidim talking, the Rambam, he knew medicine, the Tibias, he knew science. Shehishmit had to be nusa deitfi badi bisra. The Rambam leaves out the isra of fish that's roasted together with meat. Mistama, lefi oisem chachmasa yoda vehaven shenishtaru ativiyim. Probably the Rambam, in his great wisdom, understood nature change being zeh. V'nihi, shalanisu chazeh lasis maisa lo'ichlam zeh emzeh. We're not going to rely on this assumption that to eat them one with the other, dev shen ahavalei kemoidover shen nesa b'minyin. Mekomak hervachnu. We gain, she had son of a chumra sakata, hashtamiya like a sakata. Say, Bismar said, Rambam seems to indicate that there is no sakana. So we do it, we are with Noyig Isser, because Klai Yisrael is Noyig Isser. That's a type of Isser, not a type of sakana. And Shagab Bismar Avoya sakana, Ela Bimid Bin Savalai Bimid Amamitsuya Veinu Klau. And who knows? Maybe the original sakana was one type of fish. Who knows if it applies to our fish? Meleka Ela is a Kaldrabana, the Hindadav Shabimid Dairaisi. Haydu hadesa mishum siyag v'gedei riser. It's taka true, if things are desa v'minyan, it's lo yasim in adam v'shin gidu lecha. That's something that they ask in v'minyan. Abakai gavna, ki la tuva. So he ends up being mekel in, so we have one more name to add to the list of the mekelim, and that hold that it's bottle. Okay, basically what comes out is that it's really Rabbu HaMekilim. Lagabe Bittul Bishishim, there's the preponderance of Paiskim, besides that the Shach and Taz, we generally pass night to Shach, the overwhelming majority of Paiskim that we always rely on are Mekel, and Archa Shulchan also, Prima Gadim. And you can be Mekel, Lamaisa, if it's not a Hefsid, if it's not Erev Shabbos, so I think most people are Machmir, because who wants to play around with Sakanta? We throw away so much food anyway, so if the Shabbos, you throw away a little less food. You throw out some of it ahead of time. And we're good. But if you look here on the page, come out, everyone's Mekel. On this side, there's Yad Ephraim on the bottom two. Was the Yad Ephraim, Sif Gimel, actually. I'm Rehetish Shus Yaakov, Dogus Vashram Shuman Ivis, Adogam Asurvish of Sakana, Gamba Oif and Dogi Yasha Sakana, Ava Gamba Oifis Men Arakak Nivru, even though Oifis are created a little from water, Yesham Kaskesis Baraglayem, it's the Pisri Chuva brought, Vayim Bissimanayim Ben Nimlechu, Oifis and Dogim, when they salted fish and chicken, ain't Sakana Bimlecha. So we have another name, Yad Ephraim. Chekas Apri Chadosh, we have another name. Chekas Chavis Yoyer, which was already mentioned. Ayibishisiakam, Shokas Amagan Avraham, Kosev Eshub Isman Azel, Lekas Akana Kolkach. Maybe today, Vishtana Ateva, Vagabde Lisbe Cholom, Besafi Sakana, Kagabde Kishishim, Afataz Amachme, Kibin Dasachrein Lahakol, Ubatul Mashamach, etc. But Joe, what did he see? His last little words on the top line of Yad Ephraim. Vayishom the plitas kelim leka chashas sakana. Also says blias and kelim. There's no chashash. So anyway, the overwhelming majority of places cannot make.
So is it everybody against the Torah?
Taz, you mean? Yeah. No, Shlomo Kugel is machmir. From Tamidash, they bring him Shlomo Kugel is machmir. Yeah, probably some other, you know, anytime you look at a list of Paiskim, you're always going to find the differences of opinion. But the overwhelming majority of Paiskim are Mekel, and Klai Yisrael seems, when you talk about Sakana, Klai Yisrael seems to be very, very machmer in these things. Okay?
Fish and cheese?
Sophia, I want to talk about fish and cheese. What about, yeah?
Fish sauce, OU. OU. Over here, that since it's already bottled in the fish, so therefore the
Rabbi Yashav quoted in Pnine Ish maintains that one may add a small amount of fish to meat. As such, one may intentionally add OU certified war called a Worcester sauce to a meat dish and consume the final product. And particularly the case with Worcester sauces, the archovies were already bottled in the sauce itself. For simplicity's sake, some companies prefer all their label with OU fish symbol, regardless of whether the amount of fish is nullified or not, and the OU accommodates such requests. Okay? One may contact the OU office at kosherq@ou.org to inquire if the amount of fish in a specific brand of sauce, which appears in OU fish logo, is indeed nullified. It's Batul Bishishim. It was strange because if it's Batul Bishishim, why did they put it in? It must be Lataima, no? So there's no Batul Bishishim if it's put in Lataima. Why would they put it in Batul Bishish? It must be that it gives taste. They're saying in the sauce itself is Batul Bishish. Why would anybody add anything to it if it doesn't give it taste? unless it changes the texture. They're very difficult to understand. Okay, now you asked about what about milk and fish? Now let's just finish Siv Gimel, meat and fish. I want to talk to you about milk and fish. Back to the other side. Yirchatz, what is it? Bagels and lox, right? Cheese and lox. Yirchatz yada beibasa ledag v'yachol pashari beitayim kedei luches piv. Back to Siv Gimel. A person should wash his hands between fish and meat and eat bread pashori, a bed that's wet, beitayim kedei luches piv, to wash out his mouth. I'll tell you to turn back to the other next page. Yeshayim de lochish lezeh. And we Ashkenazim are not makbid to wash our hands. Ra kishem evashlum yachad va'echlan, only with eating together. V'lachon zeh hazeh, ein lochish shechei noyegin, shaloy lochitz hapeh, lo yayidayim b'neyim. Mekom melkim yesh lecho dover b'neyim, v'lishto is tava kinu afa adacha. People are makbid, some people have l'chaim after the fish. But it's toiv to be machmir to have something in between. But strictly speaking, it's not Ashkenazim. It's not required. For some reason, which I don't know, the meaning in some homes is you have fish and then meat, but not meat and then fish. You ever heard of that? Yeah. So I don't know. In Zemiris, you say basar of the dog in b'chol ha'tamim. We put the basar before the dog, but I guess not a sakara to sing it, depending on the person's ability. But the but I don't know a source for a difference between fish and the meat. Meat and fish, what's the difference?
There isn't.
There isn't, yeah, I don't think there is. It's just funny, what?
People don't.
Fish
was created first.
Correct. Okay. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I understand. The language is Basar and that dog. Okay, let's talk about what? Oh, gosh, you go uphill. I mean, that's why we mention it. Oh, it could be this Miris, we mentioned the Mochashiva thing first. Basar and dog, good. It could well be the reason, really. Okay. What about milk and fish? So milk and fish is one of the most fascinating things. Fish and meat is a Gemara. Pesachim Davai involved. It's a Mefarish Gemara. It's Kashrut Saras. It's a Mechaber. What's the origin of the Isser of milk and fish? It's a Beis Yosef. It's Simen Pei Zayin. It's Simen Pei Zayin. It talks about Basar B'Cholav. And there, the Beis Yosef says, Noyagid shaloi lechel dogim b'cholav kediisa b'simin arachayim simin kofayim gimel. That's his language. The minhag is not to eat milk and fish, as it says in kofayim gimel. I read you kofayim gimel a few minutes ago. There it talks about washing out your mouth between fish and meat. It doesn't say a word about milk. So this is a Beis Yosef. Now, on this Beis Yosef, whoever brings it, starting from the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz, say there's no makar for such a thing. And they write a language, Efshir Shenischalif Luhu Basar B'Cholav. It's a play on words. That the printer made a mistake. The Beis Yosef said, we don't eat dog with basar. And he got mixed up between basar B'Cholav. And really, he wrote Cholav, he should have written basar. Now, I don't know if he means, the Shach means that the Beis Yosef got mixed up, or the printer boy who was setting the type in the printing press got mixed up. I don't know. But basically, that's the general attitude of the Ashkenazic Paiskim, is to be makel, especially because it says, Kamosh Nizbar, B'Simu Kofayin Gimel. The Sephardic Paiskim are much more machmir. They say it's not a kasha kamosh nizbar. Listen to how they teach. It says it's also to eat fish and milk. Kamosh nizbar b'simen kofayin gimel. Meaning, whatever it says in kofayin gimel about meat and fish, you should be machmir on milk and fish like that it says in kofayin gimel about meat and fish. And they point to Rabbeinu Bachya, Parshas Mishpatim, next week's parasha, on the pasuk Loisa Vasha Gadiba Chalevi Mai. So there Rabbeinu Bachya is clearly talking about milk, and he says, Al pi raifim, not to eat milk and fish together. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Moruk Tzia and Tzimuk of Ayin Gimel, Tzechet Sud Rabbeinu Bachya, for those who say there's no makar for it, he Tzechet Sud this makar. And the minig by the Svardim is to be very machmir on this. The Ben Ishchai is a Chuvin, Rav Palam Chelek Beis, and he's machmir, and the Kafachaim is machmir, Rav Avadya. They're all machmir not to have milk and fish together. Excuse me? Parshas Mishpatim, Malais Vashigadi B'chalev Imai, he writes, Al Pi Raifim, you shouldn't have Dagim B'chalev either. That's what he writes.
That's the last ingredient.
So we Ashkenazim, which is like I think the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Dailanu to be machmir milk and fish, but butter and fish, or cream and fish, or sour cream and fish." So we're mekel. We eat lox and cream cheese, and without machmir. My Svardim, they're machmir on all the milk products, I believe. Not to, am I correct? You don't eat anything milk together. So that bris is somehow lacking. I don't know about you guys, I don't see balloons, and I don't see lox. Like the two main things by Ashkenazi bris is missing. I don't know. But what? Lubavitcher machmir too? On the balloons or on the milk? But the... why? Of course, I don't know. The... at any rate, it's the chulkei deis. You know, it's nahara nara pashtei. Everybody keeps to his meaning. I wonder if the idea is that the Beis Yosef slipped and wrote Cholov, whether there's sort of a certain idea that Beis Yosef made the mistake. So it's also been a Shemayim, and nobody writes that. I'm just wondering if the Schalafloi Basa B'Cholov means the Beis Yosef is the Schalafloi. So maybe it's a little different. Okay, anyway, this is the topic of Bosa B'Dogim. Okay, let's move on to Sifdalim. Tzorech Lizoer Mizeyas Ha'odom. You have to be careful from human sweat. Shekol Zeyas Odom Sam Hamoves. He means that the sweat should come into a person's mouth, a person should swallow. It's dangerous. It's poisonous. Chutz mizeyas haponim, outside of sweat of the face. Sweat of the face is mutter. The Shach says a cute line. I don't know if he means it seriously. The simin mizeyas hapecha teichalechem. It's not a real makar, right? It's funny. The Shach says it, but he says simin ledamer. Mizeyas hapecha teichalechem. You keep bread together with sweat from your face. So Mamela, we have at least this kula.
Now, gives another kula.
The what?
I think somebody in the second part, this is the person who comes perfume, the machos kula, whether you put it on your clothing or on your body. If you put it on your body, you sweat it out, you can wear it. So
that's totally different. You're confusing. They have to do with nylon, they serve with nylon. Yeah, so the mylid is only on a beged, there's no mylid on a glove. But it's not to do with sweat, it's not to do with the face.
No,
it has nothing to do with teichon, it has nothing to do with lechem. No, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to do with sweat. If a person wants to put perfume just to smell good, it's the same thing. Now, what's interesting is, I'm reading to you now from Aruch Chaim, Siman Dal Sif Chaf Aleph. There, it talks about someone in the middle of davening or in the middle of eating a meal. So you know your hands have to be clean. If you're in the middle of a meal, you touch your shoes, or in the middle of davening, you touch your shoes, you have to go wash your hands. So it says, Tzarech Lizor B'Tfila Oy Ba'Achila. It's brought two more times in Siman Tzadik Beis in Hilchos Tfila. Now, a third time in Siman Kuf Samach Daled in Hilchos Achila. Shaloi Liga B'Shoik V'Yarech B'Mekaymes HaMekusim Ba'Adam. You shouldn't touch a part of the body that's normally covered. V'Fisheyeh Sham Milmulei Zeya. Because it's Zeya. V'Chem L'Shaloi L'Chachech B'Roishai. Not to scratch his head. Aval mekaymais hamagulin b'roishai u'beparav Here it talks about Zaya. It does not talk about eating the Zaya, but it talks about touching Zaya, that is considered unclean. It excludes not only the face, but all Mekaymes Megulin of a person, all the parts of a person that are generally open, and not only the Zayas Haponim. Very hard to know if your hands are sweaty and you take you're playing a ball game and in between you take a cookie and eat it. You have to worry about the sweat of your hands. That's a sakana. So if you read the Mechaber here, it certainly seems so. Yet when it comes to in the middle of a meal touching a makom zeah and washing your hands, it excludes all the mekaymes hamagulin of the body, not only the face. So I don't know what to make of it. I don't know how to do it. The Mishnah Brura here also brings ayin yaradeya tzarch lizar mizeah the chol zeah samamaves chus mizeah saponim similar dav zeah sapecha teichalachem. That's what he brings, and he's going on the mechaber where it says that it's mutter. It says b'ponav chen savaray, the same thing your neck arachaz until the breastbone. It's all good because of matzis hashekel. Does that totally lefi minig amakaymos? Am I directly as magula sham? So it's a little hard to know these type of things how far the makom zeah goes. What? If it falls into liquid, but if your hands are sweaty, you touch a sandwich or a cookie, it's not bottle. You have sweat on the cookie, right? Not bottle. The sweat is on the cookie. It's not if it's mixed in. It's mixed in. There's a fascinating tshuva. Everyone here quotes it in the Marva Olais. Somebody asked a shaila. He dropped his tefillin shalosh into a pot of food that was cooking. I would think he's asking about fasting. He dropped his tefillin shalosh. So what's a shaila? Tefillin shalosh is made from our behema, and it has to be a min kosher, but it could be nevela. So he asked if the pot has to be kosher and the food is treif because he dropped his tefillin in. And the leather should ask the contents of the pot. So he writes, what? Al's nevela. So Marv always writes that skin that's this yabesh doesn't have bleis, it doesn't answer. But the sweat of the that's on the tefillin, that's a shayla of zeyah. So he writes to the shayel, who was not the rav that was asked. He says, find out if this person is an Am Haaretz who wears his tefillin on his forehead, in which case it's not fine, the gabi tefillin, but it's fine, zeya of the face is okay. But if he wears it in the makom tefillin, says, then it's asal zeya. Why do I mention it? Because we see, even the makom begula on the head, most people don't wear the yarmulkes till their forehead. Even the makom begula on the head, he's naming on that the zeya of the reish is a problem. So anyway, this is the halacha that zeya. It's true if it mixes into a pot of bottle b'shishim, but if you know something has zeya, not so appetizing to eat it anyway. But this is zeya.